How many websites do you use to get your daily dose of wrestling news and views? 3, 4, 5 or more? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net. Franklin Daniel and his staff bring you the most comprehensive wrestling headlines all day, every day. Plus, WrestleChat brings you informative and entertaining podcasts like the Still Real to Us Show, the Bauer Show Podcast, and the North American Wrestling Connection each and every week. For up-to-date wrestling news and insightful wrestling views, there's only one site to turn to, and that's WrestleChat.net, your pro wrestling news source. The following program is a CLW83.com production. For 7 years.
7 years.
300 episodes and counting.
300 episodes.
The North American Wrestling Connection.
The NAWC.
Professional wrestling's recognized leader in talk entertainment. And now, CLW83.com and WrestleChat.net proudly present the NAWC, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned this week by...
Bring it out, Hulkster! Bring it out! He's the birthday boy! Look at this red and yellow confetti! One forearm loaded as
we're getting dive bombed out here at the announce table. What a confetti!
Our confetti came down in clumps.
I think Hazard pay out here.
It's a confetti that hit you.
Did Heath Slater load the confetti?
Tony Chimmel's got to be running the confetti machine.
There are balls of confetti falling.
Hey, thanks for joining us, folks, for Hulk Hogan's birthday celebration.
The gravy confetti machine, all for $9.99.
It's gravy bowl! Gravy bowl! Women's!
The women's championship.
Women's!
That is what you call duphosity at its best.
Vintage duphosity.
Yes. Hi. This is not Nikki Heyman speaking. This is Carl Chenier. This is the North American Wrestling Connection, presented by WrestleChat.net on this eve of SummerSlam, 2 days away. Jim Williams just spoke a minute ago from North Jersey.
Actually, New South Jersey. Jersey, but how dare you confuse me? How dare you confuse South Jersey with North Jersey? That's like comparing, you know, where you live in Thibodeau to Alabama. People will get shot.
Hit country. Oh, hi.
Knucklehead.
The other person speaking, the return of somebody who's been gone for a little bit. Yes. Fourth.
I will say that I don't have that problem with my state, since the northern part of the state and the southern part of the state are pretty much the same thing.
Yes. But I believe the home of the whole damn company.
Yes.
More on that later. And finally tonight on the West Coast... We have a pony. Oh, it's Ethan Muslin.
In the epicenter of where the slamming of the summer is about to happen, although we did have a brief bit of precipitation about a few hours ago, a very brief mist of rain coming from the Staples Center.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought they said it never rains in Southern California.
And now the age-old question, where is Nikki Heyman tonight? She got dragged away kicking and screaming after last week's show.
Yes.
No, she's actually doing something else tonight, but we go on here.
Yes, and there's a lot to talk about this week.
Starting off with probably the biggest news of the week, a certain Killsteen Kill wrestler.
Oh, this is potentially big. This is the biggest acquisition for WWE, probably since they picked up some kid named Bryan Danielson.
That's right. He was doing some workouts, and it's official. He has signed the deal. Kevin Steen. Go to Wrestle Chat right now. They actually they put up the entire question and answer session on WWE.com.
A move that is indeed best for business.
And WrestleChat has just a little bit of it here.
And I do appreciate the fact that during the interview that he at least gives recognition to the independent organizations that made him famous.
Specifically
Ring of Honor and Pro Wrestling Guerrilla.
Yeah, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla out in the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the biggest person who got him on, I believe, was Regal. Into wrestling completely.
Regal has always been a good eye for talent and for future superstars. I'm glad that he's still on as a talent agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Look at Daniel Bryan. A famous Regal person who's helped,
Protege
of Regal.
Mm-hmm.
So, going down to Florida, and we'll see how long he stays down there.
Probably not too long.
I can tell you right now, they are going to, as soon as Kevin Steen is cleared for NXT, they are going to have a feud with him and Sami Zayn.
Oh, yes.
They're going to have to.
They had feuds before in ROH when Sami was still El Generico, so they've got the chemistry there. They can provide some really good matches for the network.
Agreed.
Maybe they'll bring both at the same time. We don't know.
Never know.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah, it would kind of make sense, though.
Especially considering that Mr. MacDaddy's kind of souring on a couple of recent call-ups and their current gimmicks.
Bo Leave.
That, I'm still waiting on the Streak DVD. I really am.
your quick thoughts, Forf, on Steen.
I'm definitely liking it because someone described him once as being Mick Foley meets CM Punk, that he doesn't have quite the look, but he can perform like nobody's business. And in regards to Punk, just hand the guy a mic, and you'll know it.
He's gold. He's gold on the mic. Absolutely, it's great. Absolutely. Great acquisition.
Oh yeah, and you can kind of thank Steve Austin for that one because he Kevin Steen went to a WWE show like way back in the day, and pretty much asked him, What made Austin such a great character? And it was just that he just constantly ran his mouth, and he just took that and ran with it for his career.
Seems to have worked out pretty well, I'd say.
Yeah, I still need to actually watch an entire match with him in it. I'm not much of an ROH follower as I should be.
Well, it's tough to follow because they're only on Sinclair stations.
Yeah, hi Sinclair. Anyway.
Indeed. Yes.
My quick thoughts, though. Yeah, don't keep him down there too long. Maybe just for about 6 months to rehash his skills. I don't know what they're going to do with his moveset, though.
I'm more worried. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, they'll probably keep it. They'll probably play it safe for at least the first few months. Probably at the end of WrestleMania 31, they'll probably bring him up.
Doesn't he have like a jumping pile driver move?
Yeah, that thing is never going to transfer.
That's not going to be allowed. I don't know. We'll see what happens there. But yeah, El Generico versus Steen part deux and the Fed. Yeah, we can only hope. Maybe sooner than later. So that out of the way, moving on now. Oh, we got to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. This is either them throwing in the towel, knowing they're about to go under, or actually secretly working a deal with Spike, and they're pretty much trying to get ratings regardless. TNA is going to Wednesday nights.
They like to fight on Wednesday night, Carl. What can you say?
Courtesy of Russell Zone.
Just thinking about this, I think this is kind of a defensive move on the part of TNA. They're trying to keep their viewership as high as possible because what's coming up on Thursday in a few weeks?
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Hello, yeah. Friends.
Hello, friends. I'm Jim Buck.
That's going to get a lot of eyeballs. And that if they stay on Thursday night with football on a major network against them, they're going to lose no matter what.
Yeah.
And you also have to factor in what we talked about on the show last week, what you guys talked about, how it's seemingly going to happen that SmackDown moves back to Thursday nights as well in the near future. So
honestly, they should have did that once it got moved to Sci-Fi. I don't know why they didn't.
I tend to agree with you.
Makes sense. I mean, I'm thinking that Sci-Fi has been wanting to put one of their drama series on Fridays for quite a while.
Or more episode, or maybe make Sharknado an actual strip series. Oh,
Jesus.
Hey, you could not get enough of Ian Ziering taking a chainsaw on top of a car and just slicing a shark in half. It's broken in half, by God.
But we, like I said, we don't even know what's going to happen beyond September with this company.
I've heard rumors that they may be going over to Fox Sports 1 or Fox Sports 2, but good luck with that. I mean, everything comes full circle.
Back in 2004, huh, boys?
With FSN, yeah.
Yeah, the Friday night deal or Friday afternoon deal.
Complete with Scorebug at the top, giving you, for no reason, time of the match.
And, of course, they went, when they first went to Spike, it was a Saturday night program. Mm-hmm. Then the Thursday, then it had that little short stint with Monday. Yeah.
Monday Night Wars.
Wars, yeah.
There's only one war.
Uh-huh.
It was bad enough trying it in general, but on the road to WrestleMania, that's a suicide mission.
Yeah, suicide is painful for them in this case, yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're grasping for straws here. I understand the move, and I agree with the move, actually, but still.
Yeah, it does make sense if you had an actual deal set in place.
If you don't have a deal in place, it's just, you know, stick and move at best.
I don't know. Credit WrestleZone for that article. And actually, in the same article, they mentioned about a WWE Studios film. Starring Titty Master himself.
In a world.
Them titties.
In a world where a master of titties is needed to save us, Dean Ambrose comes through.
Yeah, this is Lion Gates talking here, folks.
Oh, yes.
Remember that little six-pack deal?
Mm-hmm.
That was agreed upon in May, and this will be the first one. This will be one of the first ones. The first one was called Vendetta. Had Big Show in it. But this new one with Dean is going to be titled Lockdown.
Is he going to be involved in a steel cage match in every
six
team?
Sides of steel?
Six sides of steel.
No, yeah, well, he would take the pay-per-view and he would ruin it. So there you go.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens when this actually happens and when he has to take time off to record. Because you saw how long Big Show was out.
Yeah.
Most of the year.
Yeah. Well, I think it was just that and a couple other things, but yeah.
Oh, my.
Yes.
So, they're getting some guy by the name of Steven Reynolds to direct this. If you didn't catch Tomb Raider's Ascension. That's the guy who put that together.
And if you didn't, you're probably better for it.
Anybody better than Michael Bay? Oh.
Oh, God. Do not get me started on Ninja Turtles, please.
Teenage Alien Ninja Turtles.
More like fail.
April, exactly.
Yeah, don't forget, Big Show. Of course, Kane with See No Evil 2 about to come out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about Kane in a second because something else happened on Raw. We'll get to all that.
But first, we're going down to Mexico. Si Limite.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alberto Del Rio, with the worst kept secret known to man, he's going to Mexico. He's going to be under the nickname El Patron. 90 days.
That's El Cerveza. Sorry.
Yeah. He has a 90-day no compete, but his lawyers are trying to work on it so he can show up at Sunday's Triple Mania,
or as we say, mega heavyweight title of the AAA promotion.
El Tejano Jr.
My feeling is he's gonna have to probably wait the whole 90 days.
More than likely, yeah.
But that's not the interesting story about this, though.
Oh, do tell.
A certain other Latino star was brought up.
That wasn't it. That was what we just heard in the background. That was not the Latino superstar.
No, that was Canterlot opening up. No, kidding. No, someone who's been off TV as well, Rey Mysterio.
Booyaka, booyaka. I have no knees. Booyaka, booyaka.
Pretty much. And we don't even know what's going to happen with him because they won't let him out of his contract.
I don't know why they don't. I mean,
it's because money. Those Mysterio masks still make a boatload of cash for WWE.
But you know what? It's time to try to maybe break into the Japanese market, to be honest.
I agree. Nothing against the Hispanic wrestlers, but you've seen the track record. They've gone down with it.
Yeah, both Sin Caras.
Sin Botches. Yeah, mm-hmm. Mysterio's injuries. Del Rio with his... I mean, Del Rio was a roller coaster ride of up, down, not all his doing. Some was, some wasn't.
Probably the only one who ever had any positivity was Ricardo Rodriguez.
See?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that in a second.
So,
I'd say with the signing of Kenta, though, maybe get back to the Japanese market.
Yeah.
Bischoff did a good job doing that back in the old WCW.
Oh, Ultimo Dragon in there, sure.
Yeah. You were going to say something, Forf? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, thinking about Del Rio possibly going to AAA, given what we know about him in the original Sin Cara, I'm hoping that locker room has some extra security.
True.
Yeah. But yeah, dip back in the Japanese market.
Well, that means they're going to have like an Iron Man heavy middleweight championship.
Hell, even TNA's doing it right now, as slowly dying as they are.
Right.
I mean, hell, they're going to have their Bound for Glory pay-per-view all the way in Japan. Mm. Or hell, if not Japan, maybe go to Europe or something. Break out there. Get some of them stars back.
Bring back Das Wonder Kid. No, don't. Don't, please, no. Come on, Ethan. Back in the day, you know you were doing the Alex Wright dance. Come on.
What?
Never mind. We'll educate you after the show. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Mexico is not working anymore. I don't know what it is. If they pissed off too many people down there, I don't know.
Well, I mean, the sad reality is when you get right down to it, when it comes to any foreign-born talent coming to WWE, with the exception, of course, of, well, let me rephrase this, non-English-speaking talent, if you can't speak English, you're not going to get over as much with, you know, the core demo in, you know, North America. That's a sad reality.
Yeah, it is. I don't know.
I mean, if Sin Cara could speak English, he would have been given more of a chance, I think. There would have been.
Sin Cara didn't even speak at all.
Well, he occasionally spoke in, like, you know, promos. Well, not on live TV, but like they would pre-record.
It was like one of those
show.
Taped ones, yeah.
And exactly. Mysterio as his interpreter, yeah.
See, so
I don't know.
Something to look at as well down the road,
and that, something else to look at.
Yes.
Moving on to something completely different. Probably the most realistic game I've seen so far out of WWE's video game series.
Oh.
If you saw the early renders of Cena and Orton. Mm. Holy fudge.
Both look like superhero. Uh-oh.
And these are for the, I believe, the Xbox One and the PS4.
Hmm.
Using Bleacher Report right quick here. There's some news that came out.
Ew.
Yeah, there's a brand new mode set they actually borrowed from one of their other games in their series. Rivalry mode?
Hmm.
I think we kind of touched upon that last week.
Mm-hmm.
But we're bringing it up again because CM Punk's going to be included in the game regardless because this was set before his departure.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Punk and Cena from 2011 to 2013 is one of the modes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Now, we also found out Triple H and Shawn Michaels from the early 2000s is also in there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, go back to SummerSlam 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Culminating to a Raw after Survivor Series.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, but you're looking at these images, though. Probably the most impressive one was Goldust. They nailed it.
Oh, yeah. They nailed it. Was really good.
Indeed.
I needed to take a second look. I didn't know if that was the actual Goldust or just a rendering.
Mm. We've come a long way since the Super WrestleMania and WrestleMania on the NES, that's for sure.
Yeah, I still am a big fan of the N64 games, though.
No Mercy and, yeah.
WrestleMania 2000, even the WCW Revenge.
Oh, yeah, that was the one that really
I still have all that.
A lot better than the Attitude crap.
Yeah, Attitude was probably the worst game.
No, I'll see your attitude and raise you. It's Ported Brother ECW Hardcore Revolution.
Yeah, when you have to pause and look for the freaking move list, yeah.
Left, right, up, down, thrust, parry, dodge.
I hated that.
And that's
a tie. Wasn't that also in Warzone?
Yes, Warzone
Attitude. Yeah, but Warzone was even worse.
Yeah.
That was one of the things. I loved Warzone.
Mm. Oh, there you go.
I still have, I believe I still have the first SmackDown versus Raw for the PS2 somewhere.
There you go. Oh, I remember those games. Yeah,
both
yeah,
Day of Reckonings fun. For the GameCube. I got that too. Mm-hmm. That's
I'm waiting for the highly coveted beat up an announcer mode.
Yeah, re-sign Taz just for that purpose.
The Taz, yeah.
The Taz, yeah. Another game I could throw in, pretty much. You had experience with it. Raw for the Xbox.
Oh, yes.
You did a spoof one time back in the day, Jim. I remember finally because I still have it.
Oh, you still have it?
Yeah.
Y'all have to send it to me down the road. Yeah, I think I remember that. It's just been so many years now.
Bush and Gore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that now. Yes, 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 yes,
great
yes.
Commentary. Even back in 2000, whatever the hell it was, 2004.
Yeah, it was vintage commentary right there. Oh my! But I had no life back then. Not in like where I am now, 10 years later, still no life. So there you go. But changed, how the games have changed since then. Yes, and for the better, might I add.
Something else has changed. The WWE Network subscriber numbers will go up way higher now.
I would say, well, theoretically they will.
I'm thinking in theory it'll probably double.
Mm. Well, 170 countries got it a few days ago, including Canada. Mm-hmm. Of course, the difference is it's on pay-per-access with Rogers.
Ah, yes.
But here's something else we did not know. Apparently, they changed their prices a little bit, too.
Slightly.
Yeah, they say the $9.99 deal, that's with the commitment. But now there's a new option. You can get either billed all at once, or you can go with the bill me monthly cancel anytime package for $12.99,
mm-hmm.
but no commitment.
Yeah, I've been locked into the $9.99 a month, 6 month dealy poo. So
yeah, I have put in my renewal thing because I switch cards with my payment plan.
I mean, it'll do it automatically unless you say something, right?
Yeah, you have to force it.
Oh, well.
You have to say you want it renewed.
I must do it now, then. I shall double check right now on the network.
Yeah, but pretty much real life has forced me to not really keep up with it that much since June. Mm-hmm. I need to get caught up on Legends House. As goofy as that show is, I will watch all of it. Just have to go through it. And not just Legends House, but the rest of... I can't believe I'm saying this, but yeah, Total Divas, I did watch that. First season.
You masochist. Oh, I have it set to auto-renew every 6 months for an additional 6 months until otherwise. So I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm good. I'll be ready to fight on Friday nights. Yes.
Yeah, of course, the Monday Night War is getting about to get put on. WCW Nitro is getting put on. Yes. There's some other programming that got announced, too.
Oh, yeah.
As a follow-up.
Yes.
WWE Rivalries is going to come later this year.
Ooh. John Cena and Randy Orton will probably be the first one. Okay.
Let me pull it back up on Russell Chat right quick. It was another one.
Hmm. But this is good because our buddy Shane Beeman, he can now get the network. It's Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, Singapore, Mexico, Spain, most of Europe, save for the United Kingdom.
That'll be in October.
Yeah.
Did they ever say why that was the case? Is there some sort of British regulations or something that they had to go through?
Probably. Probably. Right,
like, I got it up here. Monday Night War premieres this August. It has on here. Rivalries will be October. Probably around the time they bring out to the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And on the picture, it's actually Rock and Cena.
Well, give it time because...
New episodes of Countdown will be coming November.
Let's play Countdown.
Well, yeah, every Clash of the Champions, every Saturday Night's main event right now.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Clash of the Champions, baby.
Too. Yeah, they're getting up more stuff. I believe they're also now putting World Class Championship Wrestling up, too.
Ooh! Mark Lawrence,
like,
yes.
Slowly, but I think that's getting put up as well.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
So I mean, this is a positive. Let's just see at the fourth quarter numbers and what have you. We'll see what comes of that.
Yeah, a quick follow-up. The little logo, the W, that's been in use for the network, officially got unveiled at World Headquarters today.
Yes.
On the sign and on the flag.
With Vince McMahon being like father, like son-in-law.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep, website's been updated, too, to include the logo.
Ah, yes, the networks are at the site, sorry.
And we'll be seeing it on Summerfest.
That's right. Slam. Thank you. SummerSlam now!
Which, by the way, I don't know if you've seen the latest edition on the Fed. They had the SummerSlam Retro Report with Gene Okerlund.
I was getting to that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, it's beautiful. A retro type of report.
From the control room, I hope.
Yeah, complete with Tom Phillips as Sean Mooney.
Oh.
Yeah, he went there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's up on WWE.com if you want to find it. Russell Chen has a direct link.
Oh, this is... Go there. I've got to see this. I will check this out. You must
hit now. But while you do that off air, we do have to give a quick plug to a guy who's been on our show before.
Well.
It is I, hosting a wrestling seminar, Joel... Insert witty sexual innuendo here, Gertner.
He's young, he's hung, and he's skilled with his tongue, Gertner.
Yeah, of course, the guy with the MXW promotion, good guy. We had him about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did a seminar at the Monster Factory, and here's some of the perspective from a fan who watched it.
This is courtesy of PW Insider, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He
spoke to all the attendees for quite some time, ensuring everyone got their money's worth and more. Subjects he touched upon included the personality type, the importance of always being on time, moments when it's time worth the fight and when it's not, the wolf versus the sheep, knowing your audience, the importance of standing out, protecting your opponent, and getting experience at all cost. Gave a speech about knowing your worth as a performer, and which would be transcribed and handed out to indie talent.
And then they got into a crash course on how to do a promo. Every attendee got a chance to do their thing. Highlight included good news, Tim Hughes.
Jeez.
Celebrating. Couldn't get that out of the WWE generator. Celebrating his fortune as the new number four contender in a seven contender field. And, Monster Factory Tag Team Champion Clutch Adams explaining who he was and whatnot. So,
this was $25 too.
Yeah, hey, it's good stuff. It's fun. And I'm sure there were many laughs and many synapses in the many brains who were a part of it too.
Yeah, as the guy who puts this show together, I would like to say that we would love to have you back on one of these days, Joe.
Absolutely. The countless hours of entertainment he gave me and my father over the years, just, you know.
Great stuff.
And even at 14 or 15, I didn't know what a muff stuffer was, but gosh darn it, now that I do now, it's funnier than hell.
Indeed. Yeah, maybe down the line we'll have him back on and he can talk about more with his promotion and all.
Absolutely, that'd be great to do. That'd be great. Yeah. Well, Jason, be dialing, people.
Hi, Jason.
Yes.
Yeah, who is out tonight as well.
Yes, because he's from Brooklyn and he had to get pizza. That's what they do in Brooklyn on Friday.
Yeah, I threw him a coupon to Spumoni Gardens.
L&B Spumoni Gardens. Yeah, that's right.
Well, he was trying to get my damn cookie dough Oreos. Which, by the way, I have not opened yet.
They're gonna go stale if you don't. You should do it during the show. You should give us a review during the show of how they taste.
Maybe.
All right. You're no fun.
Maybe. Okay. Speaking of promoting something, here's a quick little 30-second break, and when we come right back, we've been teasing a big announcement for a little couple of days, but now we get to reveal it on the show. So we'll be back in a little bit. This is the NAWC presented by WrestleChat.net. This is how you can listen to all of our programming on another service.
Away from your computer? That's no problem. Take CLW83 Podcast with you wherever you go with the TuneIn Radio app. Download the free TuneIn app from the App Store or Google Play. Then search for CLW83 to connect to the latest editions of the NAWC, Touch 'Em All, The BS Big Show, and all of your other favorite CLW83 programs. CLW83, online, on demand, and on the go with the TuneIn app for Apple and Android devices. Download it today.
Yeah, this is the NAWC. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you 22 reasons not to get $9.99 all over.
Yeah, especially, and we'll give you 22 reasons not to put $9.99 on a birthday cake.
Oh, God, we'll get to that. But before we get to Raw, now it's time to unveil something big here.
Yes, I'm not wearing any pants. Good night, everybody. I'm wearing shorts. Stop it.
No. We have been on Russell Chat since way back in 2011. I believe on 166 episodes, this makes 167 of them that we have had the title presented by Russell Chat in it. Come next week, there's going to be a little slight change. We will still have posts on Russell Chat, but we're expanding. We've been trying to get this done for a while, and with the help of one of our panelists who will join us later tonight, Josh Henniger, we are expanding to the freaking awesome network effective next week. Ooh. One show, three sites, same bullshit.
Yeah, you can't miss us. And if you do miss us, we're going to go door to door and do this damn thing.
Yeah, just give us $1 for a candy bar. There you go.
A dollar in the mail. That's all we ask. A dollar.
And despite all of that, still the same ponies.
There will be no ponies. I will give them the eight bells treatment. I will eight bells their asses. Look it up, kids. Look it up.
So you'll probably notice a little slight difference in the presentation. The look's definitely going to be different. Jim's got a new logo and everything.
It's going to be an excellent podcast.
And Josh will now be officially part of the main team because he'll be the one posting to Fan.
That's right.
So there you go. CLW3, Russell Chat, freaking awesome network. Tune in, biatch.
Freaking awesome times.
Yeah.
Yes, Ford.
Since we are already getting news from Russell Chat, I'm going to assume we'll also get some from Mr. Lancers and his wonderful service on Freaking Awesome Network.
I would assume so, yeah.
More resources mean more times to have a good show. There you go.
Exactly. Resources, media, it's a network.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have to pay $9.99 for it because you get it for free.
Zero.
Free Izzle, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about
all for the low, low price of Odeo.
Oh, my goodness.
So, check us out next week with a more improved NAWC. There you go.
Well, that's debatable, but go ahead.
All right, let's go through Raw.
And things started out on Raw over the course of this past Monday with the uncle of a certain hostess who is conspicuous by her absence. Dear Uncle Paul, advocating on behalf of the beast incarnate Brock Lesnar.
And this is what he did.
He's a 15-time champ, and he likes to have his fun, but not at your expense. So let us school you, son. No, we're not from West Newbury. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You see, my name is Paul Heyman, and my client is the Beast. And on the 17th of August, on your title, he shall feast. You don't like Paul Heyman guys. You think their attitude's too smug. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date. So here's some free advice. With SummerSlam drawing near, get it out your damn system when you say the champ is here. Because we're 6 days away from the West Coast's biggest arena. Where my client, Brock Lesnar, will conquer John Cena.
Comedy gold.
I feel like I snapped my fingers about that. Oh, very, very
comedy gold.
Brock life. This is basic. Yeah, exactly.
So, got that out the way.
Glorious.
That was one of the best two promos of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the other one in a second here. And then we have a Ryback So Killing by Roman Reigns.
God, they are circling the drain, aren't they?
Nobody circles the drain like the Ryback-so.
Yeah, Jobber Central. But yeah, Roman Reigns comes out, has a match, kills him. And then he proceeds to make his way out west to Los Angeles to do a spot on Sports Nation.
Beetle.
Oh, that was glorious.
Yes, it was.
I don't know why WWE hasn't hired Michelle Beetle, honestly.
Well, simple. AJ Lee's still employed.
She's just as big a mark as anybody. And then, the return of Corporate Kane.
Ron Paul's best friend. Sorry that I had to.
Jeez. And then we get a match made for Orton and Shamo later that night.
Fella.
And then we have the spot with Rollins and Ambrose, but not before that RVD loses cleanly to Rollins. And why do you have to go and push the $9.99 thing onto performers besides that?
But see, when Ambrose does it, it's hilarious as all hell.
I'm just imagining him sitting in that box the whole Raw broadcast, just waiting patiently.
Now.
Just like if they would bring back Foley to do it or something, I don't know.
Indeed. Then we get to the ugliest, and for my money, the ugliest segment of the night.
I was so high on this angle, but now after this, I took a big shit on it.
Why did they need to go here? The build-up was beautiful until Monday night.
Yeah, people are already calling this Claire Lynch 2.0.
Mm. Christopher Daniels even took to Twitter to say he had nothing to do with it. He actually did.
Yeah, he did.
Points.
So we get this nice-looking female called Megan out of the audience, and Stephanie brings her into the ring and pretty much, I had an affair with Daniel Bryan.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Where's Maury when we need him?
I was so happy about this match, but now, honestly, guys, I can give a shit.
The results are in, and in the case of Megan Miller, you are the Googer.
Oh. And she runs backstage. And
Yeah, we did find out who she really is, though. She's Chelsea Green from the independent scene.
Yes.
Not bad looking, but not a good actor, I'm sorry.
Well, she had her cup of coffee with the E. There you go.
But this would lead to something else later on.
Yes, it will.
Not before we get Cesaro doing a job. Why are they making him job to people after the run with Heyman? I don't know.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You go back not even 3 months, maybe more like 2 months ago, and Cesaro was such a fan favorite, even if he was aligned with Heyman, and Swagger was detested, and now it's a complete 180 because of this storyline involving Rusev.
This makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
I mean, who did he piss off, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know. They don't know whether to push him or to just keep him mid-card or make him job.
Yeah, they pretty much froze his push. I mean, I don't
agreed.
Know. All because of this stupid angle with the Russian thing. I don't know.
I don't think it's a... See, the thing is, I understand the angle, and I'm not against it. It kind of makes sense, especially where it's topical in the news these days. A little red state, blue state action for you.
Yeah.
Which we'll end up having to record 18 times because of power outages. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
On that layer.
Yes. But, you know, it's... Oh, we'll see where it goes. We'll see where it goes at Summerfest.
But we go from a bad angle to now one I'm actually falling a very deep liking to.
You love it. Just don't lie. You love it.
I mean, this expanded to other outlets, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
The Jericho and Wyatt sit-down interview. Wyatt shoot off Michael Cole, not even 3 seconds in.
Mitchell Cole, get out of here.
And I put this in the notes here. To me, this is Jericho's best performance since the 2012 feud with Punk. Mm. I really believe that. And he pretty much, at the end, he tells why he'll be the first person to leave him speechless.
Mm.
It was how that went. And of course, this extended on to Jericho's podcast, if you didn't catch it.
Oh.
Why called an in character. Continue this.
Hmm. I don't know if I'm okay with the staying in character on the podcast. As dumb as that sounds, I don't know if I'm okay with that. I mean, I see why they did it. Hype up the Summerfest. Yeah, but
I'll give more thoughts when we get to Pick'ems.
Okay.
On where this is going.
Okay.
And then we get to the other clusterfuck divas storyline. This is getting even worse and worse each week.
Well, what it comes down to is people are fans of AJ, people are fans of Paige, so we have to find a way to put in the line of demarcation of heel and face. And there's no better way to do that than to make Eva Marie win a match.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, people are not happy about this angle.
Yeah, well. And it's really the seven-year rule kind of thing. It's the PG version of the Trish Stratus Mickey James thing when you get right down to it to a certain extent.
Yeah, I think Nikki even called that a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that fondly, yes. And we go on to the other big promo of the night and probably their best exchange for this entire feud so far.
Mm.
Cena in the ring with his red and yellow and white shit on.
Brother.
Follow-up coming on that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
He pretty much calls Brock a selfish bully SOB.
Mm-hmm.
Ever to walk into the WWE locker rooms. And everybody knows that. He also said that he has an idiotic view of this business. And drew a you can't wrestle chant. And he pretty much says we will see a Cena he's not proud of, one we have never seen before at SummerSlam.
And the crowd was going, they ate it up. They ate it up like meatloaf.
Mm-hmm. Which is why when I make my pick for the match, you'll see where I'm going.
Uh-huh. Okay. Pickens to come, by the way.
Folks. Yeah, yeah. Just waiting on Mr. Henniger to come home from work.
Yes.
So after that, we have another arrest angle yawn.
Yes, because Brie ended up smacking, quote-unquote, Megan before turning her attention to Stephanie. So it's, yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah.
And then the one-man band continues on.
One-man band, baby! Woo!
On a one-man undefeated... No, not an undefeated streak, but a one-man winning streak.
Yes, yeah, he's on a hot streak. Count out
win, but over Ziggler?
So damn sick of being so damn sick.
Yeah, but that did set up for the Intercontinental title match.
Yes.
Now, yeah, Hollywood Miz. Yawn. Kiss my ass.
He would have to do that with his moneymaker. I don't know if that's going to be kosher.
And then finally, the main event match was Orton and Sheamus. A very nice looking RKO mid-air spot.
That always looks good. I mean, when they first did it with Evan Bourne, that just looked absolutely
awesome. That was probably the best one he ever hit, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, Evan Bourne called and said gimmick infringement. He wants residuals, but wait, he has residuals because as part of his severance, he has the WWE Network. So.
And a lot of synthetic wheat. There you go.
Yeah.
If he did tell a funny Taryn Terrell story recently.
Oh, let's hear it. Here we go.
Well, I can't remember the exact details, but long story short, she was trying to pin someone who was face down and trying to get the referee's attention to make the count.
This is when she was known as Tiffany in the Fed.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
But she's got a nice pair of... Also, no, never mind.
Assets.
Assets, yeah.
Yes.
And then, of course, we get the old... Old fogey Hulk Hogan celebration thing. Probably would have been done last year if he was under contract then.
Although this was probably... They had one moment of absolute freaking hilarious brilliance when you had Mr. Wonderful come down to the ring. He did not want to stop.
That was with his mustache and all, yes.
And then Hogan like... Why is this motherfucker coming down here?
Pretty much. But you had Flair came up
first, and then Orton off, and then Hall and Nash with the NWO music and shirts on.
And then, Roddy was before Hall and Nash.
Right. Roddy, yeah. Roddy, then Hall and Nash. And then, of course, Hogan had to have an NWO shirt underneath the red and yellow one.
Of course, brother.
Mm-hmm.
The New World Order of Professional Wrestling, brother.
But then we get the old Brock and interruption, as it was expected here. Stare down. Heyman has words.
Then I think Mean Gene could have taken him out. I think Mean Gene could have taken Brock out easily.
Oh, yeah, with his headband.
Yes.
I didn't see it comes out.
Super Cena!
Yeah, as I mentioned, the merchandise, apparently Hogan did an interview with one of the media sites, and he did not want to comment on it.
Oh.
Yeah. But the shirt had white in it, so I don't know. After all that debacle, then we go on the network. The segment continued on.
Mm-hmm.
This is where your open came in.
Yes, you had Heath Slater and Titus O'Neil come out with a cake they made. They couldn't agree on who was going to take it up to the ring, so they pretty much both ate it.
But then the biggest clusterfuck of the night comes out.
It's a cake, but not a cake with a 6 and a 1. A cake with a 999 candles. Hey!
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they are just going to bury that joke into the ground 65 feet deep.
Hey, Vince did it today when he did the unveiling of the new logo at headquarters.
Yeah, I saw that. That's why I'm saying, like father, like son-in-law.
Yes.
Oy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of Vince, he did come out after the cameras cut out and gave Hulk a hug, and that was it.
Indeed. Well, I guess he's deserving of a hug, considering all the money that he made him over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Just a hug. Yeah, just a little hug. Romance going on there. So, yeah.
Before we wait for Josh to get in, I will mention right quick, I did pick up the OMG series DVD on WCW.
Oh, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, as I get up to get it and get the listings on it, give me 1 second. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't mind these little compilations, but all the reusing of interviews, lazy. I mean, you can tell they put in the little WCW background on some of these old interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Running down
Go ahead.
The moments like the Junkyard match in 99.
Oh, God.
Goldberg turning heel. The Four Horsemen spoof. Human Torch match with Sting and Vampiro. Nash beating the streak of Goldberg, stuff like that. And, of course, the most famous moment in their list was the NWO formation.
Hey, yo.
Now, Jim, you were saying.
Well, no, I was going to mention, and we mentioned it on other podcasts here, but, you know, the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Oh,
going
yeah.
like wildfire. It's going like crazy. Everybody's just taking the buckets of ice and just dumping them on themselves all over the place. No, but for a good cause, to benefit ALS charities and to help fight ALS. A couple of wrestlers have gotten involved. CM Punk the other day, with the help of Shucky Ducky Quack Quack Wifey Poo. He was challenged by, I don't remember who he was challenged by, but he challenged the coach of the...
Coach of the Kings.
Coach of the Los Angeles Kings, Daryl Sutter, among others, and did the deed. And then earlier today, the boss man, well, the evil doc, I should say, did it in front of the Staples Center.
Yeah, so, he got challenged by Ben Roethlisberger, who did it himself.
Exactly. So,
and they put the challenge out to, I believe, Austin, mm-hmm. Hogan,
and the old man.
But enough about Pawn Stars. Oh, you mean the other old man. Oh.
I said McMahon.
Okay, sorry. Yes. Hearing it, my old age.
You mentioned this has been spreading around like wildfire.
Yeah, from the numbers I saw, over $7 million has been raised to the major ALS association. Compared to $1.4 million this time last year. So it's
and what
it's
was that number last night when we recorded the other podcast? It was like
it was something
six?
Like 4 or 5. Yeah, something like that.
And now it's at 7?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. So it's best for business.
Yes.
It's best for business.
We'll see if Austin and Hogan will follow up on this. I don't know. You know something, Jim, since you mentioned this earlier, I think I will open this up right quick before we get to Pick'ems.
Okay.
For those listening, Cookie Dough Oreos.
Yes, let's see how they taste. This will be an indication. This will be an indication. If these are any good, this will be an indication of how SummerSlam will be, ladies and gentlemen.
Mmm. I am in heaven.
Oh. Very, very nice.
By the way, the guy typing is now in the chat with us. Hi, Josh.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, friend.
And no, we have not.
Oh, that's a surprise and a half.
And since you're popping in here, why don't you go ahead and explain it right quick while I get this...
All right. For those out there who don't know, there is a brand new game with the WWE moniker out there right now. The only problem is for those out there, it is only on mobile devices. The game is called WWE Supercard. And quite simply put, it's a rather easy game to play. It's pretty much a hey, which number is higher type game. I'm trying to remember the name of the other thing. I think it's something along the lines of Pop Trumps, I've heard, or something like that. I don't know the exact name, but
or anything's gonna be better than Rockopalypse.
I don't even know what you mean.
That was a game done a couple years ago.
Okay, I don't... Yeah, it's a lot better than Rockopalypse. It's a trading card game, actually.
Oh, there you go. There you go, Joe Van Ginkle. Something for you to collect.
Yeah, and the best thing of all is it's free. Well, Yeah, it's free.
It's 000?
Nice. More or less, unless you want to make in-app purchases, where you can purchase cards or random cards for X amount of dollars.
And not $9.99. There you go.
Some of them might be $9.99. I'm not sure.
So while Josh is coming in to do pick-ems, we also welcome in Shane Beeman.
Hey, good night.
For the rest of the show. Hello, sir. Are you enjoying your network experience?
I have sadly not gotten it yet.
Ooh.
That's apparently the bad news he has for us.
Oh. Yes. The bad news is WWE has still not paid my $9.99 therapy session from last week.
Pretty much. We went through all that. All right, before we get to it, a recap of the big news that we made earlier on the show. We're expanding to 3 sites beginning next week. And the guy laughing has become an ambassador to Fan.
Indeed I am.
Just like
I am
ambassador to WrestleChat.
He is the ambassador of Kick Your Acidor.
Mm-hmm. Too and much if you Tony don't Hawk. Like it, bite it.
Yeah, new logo, updated presentation coming, so stay tuned next week. And now, this is the part where Josh takes over the program.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. SummerSlam is upon us. And once again, the pick'ems are upon us. There are 8 matches possible, or 8 matches, 9 points possible, which means there will be no pretty light.
I thought we would get away with that with one pay-per-view.
Damn
you
it.
Didn't get away with it last night. You're not getting away with it tonight. Woo! So we have ourselves the match I care the least about, and to be honest, it's lowest on the card for a damn good reason. But it is still fun. The Moneymaker, Miz, versus Dolph Ziggler. Who wins for the? And this is also for the IC Wiener Tank Championship title.
Oh my!
Yeah, give a call to Chestnut there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll start.
Okay, Carl.
Miz retains. Yawn. Next.
Yawny. Miz wins. Next.
I'm gonna have to say Hollywood Miz in Hollywood, if you will, gonna win.
Yeah, they just started Miz with his whole Moneymaker gimmick. He's going to retain.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, while my heart is with Dolph Ziggler, they've got to push this whole Moneymaker gimmick for Miz, so he's going to retain the belt.
And Shane.
Oh, God. As much as I hate to say it, I'm going to say Miz. I was going to go Ziggler, but I'm like, nah, let's be realistic.
Mm-hmm. And now for the match.
Although they gave Ziggler a very nice interview on WWE like a few days ago.
Yeah. And now for the match I'm actually most interested in this entire pay-per-view, and that's saying a lot.
Before we get to that, we have another late entry.
Mr. Block, hello.
Jay, Brooklyn, New York, hello.
Get away from Spumoni Gardens.
Actually was more like Tom's Diner. What's going on?
Hello, sir. Welcome to the Madhouse.
Are we recording or are we...
Yes, we are.
We're on. We're hot.
All right, we're hot. Let's do it. What's going on? So where are we at?
We are
actually just on the first match, which is good news for you because we don't have to go back over anything. Miz Ziggler, Icy Wiener title. Your choice?
The Miz, unfortunately, but Ziggler's going to make him look awesome.
Indeed.
Okay.
But then again, who doesn't Ziggler make awesome?
I see what you're doing.
I made a funny. Alright, and now to the match I'm most interested in this pay-per-view. I don't know about the rest of you. Jack Swagger, Alexander Rusev, flag match. Who wins?
Okay, before we make our prediction, what is a flag match for those who are uninitiated?
For those in the flag match, there are two flags symbolizing each country, the U.S. and, in this case, Russia, in reality, Bulgaria, but you know what I mean. The person who takes down their flag first wins the match.
So it's essentially capture the flag.
Yes. Yes, it is. Except for you don't have to capture eight of them in 60 seconds.
I was going to say, right. Grab the flag, and here's what they'll win, Harvey. It's a clarinet.
Get your fingers in there. Grab it, grab it, grab it.
Yes, he missed the flag!
Okay, that one's aside. Here we go.
Yes, pick it. All right. Thank you. Well, all right. Seriously, pick it.
I am picking the all-American owl. Jack Swagger.
I think he just got gut punched there.
Mm-hmm. I'm also going to go with the real American, and it might take him, say, 20 seconds to get the flag off the post. But oh, his face will turn red with American pride. Jack Swagger wins.
I am thinking Swagger as well.
This is the big U.S. blow-up.
To borrow a nickname from the apartment, it's the all-American American all.
Works for me.
Okay.
All right, Forf.
This is a big all-American blow-off. Swagger's going to win this.
All right, Jason, Shane.
For me, you guys are all wrong. This is, Rusev will still continue to be, strong and booked that way. Swagger will come out looking very good, but just not enough. Rusev wins.
You're an un-American, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
No. All right, Jane.
I'm actually going to have to agree with Jason on this one and say Rusev Crush.
Rusev? Brush!
So,
Brush.
Test! Lance Storm, are you willing to lose? Okay.
I think that was the last time we saw a flag match.
No, we've seen it since. I'm trying to remember who, but we have seen it since. Like,
hey, we're
once.
One step away from the Viagra on a pole match again.
And I keep swearing Santino Marella was part of it.
Might have been. Okay.
Wait a minute. Wasn't it Eugene versus Miz?
Oh, yeah.
As a Canadian kid?
Oh, stop the pain.
Calgary kid. Yeah, that was it.
Whatever it is.
Next.
All right. Now to the Divas Championship match. AJ Page, part 3. Who wins?
I gave my thoughts on this earlier. AJ retains.
Okay. Who next?
The only thing that would make this good is if Paige wins and destroys AJ, but the way Paige has been booked and the way she's been performing, it's not going to happen. AJ retains, sadly.
Yeah, just put away Emma already and be done with it.
I'm going with AJ to retain as well, and Paige gets scuttled off to the land of Rosa Mendez.
Oh, no! God.
Not really. Not
but
one.
You're right.
Well, yeah, AJ's going to win this. Because at least Paige can do something.
Yeah.
Yes.
And AJ's going to win this. It's kind of obvious.
Yeah, they always go for ones who actually train to be wrestlers.
As much as I'm tempted to jiggle the handle, I'm going to go for AJ.
I'll jiggle the... Anyway.
Ahaha.
Yeah, it's been booked to where AJ Lee's going to be winning it.
As much as I'm going to hate to say this, AJ Lee for the win, although I think Paige will still come out looking strong.
Mm-hmm. All right, and now for, man, this is pretty dang stacked. The match that I'm second most interested in, but that's because I already kind of know what's exactly going to happen. Bray Wyatt, Chris Jericho. Now, main reason I say I know what's going to happen, this is seeming to shape up to be a best 2 out of 3. And the thing is, Jericho's already won one. Wyatt's going to win this thing. And there's going to be a rubber match at Battle... Wait a minute, not Battleground.
Night
of Champions. And Wyatt's going to win and send Jericho off to the land of Fozzy. Waka, waka, waka.
And that's what I was exactly thinking, Josh. Put me down for that as well.
Absolutely.
I'm liking it. I think Bray Wyatt will prevail without help from the family.
Mm-hmm.
Wyatt has to win this. If he does not win this, his character is dead. And that's not what's going to happen. Wyatt wins.
He's got to, especially after the spot on Talk is Jericho, like we mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm. And now, fourth?
Yep. Call me with everyone else. Bray Wyatt is in need of a win, and he's going to get it here.
Okay, and is that a broom?
It is a broom, but I'm going to add my wild card.
Okay.
Now, the caveat with this match is that the other members, Rowan and Harper, are not allowed at ringside.
Ringside being the imperative word.
Yes. They, what I'm going to say is there will be another addition to the family. So a fourth Wyatt family member, if you will, if you count Bray.
A new addition to the Wyatt family?
A new addition to the family will make their make themselves known during this match and very well may help Bray to victory.
Okay. Do you want to predict it?
I can't give you a name off the top of my head. I'll just say it could be somebody from NXT. That's all I can say.
Hmm. All right. That would be good enough because a new addition to the Wyatt family would be good enough for a normal wild card. Okay. If you pick specific and got it right, I think that would be an auto win.
Here's my twisted logic.
I couldn't do that because I couldn't think of the right person off the top of my head.
Here's my twisted logic.
Okay.
Repackage both Dallas and put them in the Wyatt family.
Whoa!
Oh, then Harper!
They actually have two brothers in it. That'd be kind of awesome.
That would be my twisted logic talking there, but that ain't
gonna
happen.
All you need to do to get rid of the goat mask is boot leave!
That wouldn't happen, though, so let's go on.
Yes. To another match that's actually pretty much going to be the show stealer of the night. Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, Lumberjack match, or everybody gonna get paid match. Who wins?
The fans, number one.
Fans.
But honestly, in my personal opinion, because of what I think is going to happen in the match, and I'm gonna save the wild card for later, Rollins will win this. Ambrose is going to be beat up so bad, he's not going to be in the building later in the night. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh,
ooh, my.
Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, I am not taking Titty Master this time. Put me down for Rollins.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say Rollins as well.
Okay.
Am I gonna be the one that has to say it?
Say it.
Not so fast, my friends.
Ah.
They've been building up this Ambrose Rollins match, and yes, it's gonna blow the freaking roof off the place. The best way for the match to end is for the person who has been struggling these past few months to come out on top. So the winner of the match is gonna be Damn Titties.
We aren't picking the Stephanie McMahon match with Brie yet. Come on now.
Not yet.
Oh wait, oh that's right, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, then it's Dean Ambrose.
Okay. Personally, I don't believe that Ambrose is going to win, mainly because Rule Momentum has been screaming that Ambrose is on a roll, which means Rollins will come out with the victory here.
This is a series that's going to go on probably the rest of the year, I really think, and it's fun as hell. Fun as hell. So they're going to trade wins back and forth. I think it's time for Ambrose to get a win. So Ambrose gets to do it all for $9.99 this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And fourth?
I'm thinking Ambrose is going to be drawing first blood in this feud, and I definitely think it's going to be a long and awesome feud.
Thank you, Richard Karn.
As long as you don't have to double the points!
Oh, my God!
And now to the match that will probably disappoint, but Well, there's a reason for that. Well, for me anyway, because unfortunately you got a pool of purses in this. Reigns, Orton, who wins?
Make this easy. Reigns has got the rocket strip ship strapped onto him. Orton's going to make Reigns look good. Reigns wins.
Yeah, Orton's going to do the job here.
Yeah.
Reigns all the way.
Reigns will Superman that. Oh!
Don't want to be you!
As the name suggests, Roman Reigns.
Okay.
I see what you did there.
Let's shall we pick up the broom there for that one?
Yeah, just pick up the broom because I believe in Roman.
Yep, I believe.
And ladies and gentlemen, there's a broom. There's me using it. There's me using the broom. That's a sweep, kids.
And plus, your thing is to a baby oil and break it over his head. There you go.
No. See Josh Reed spot. There you go.
Spot, Josh spot.
Can you take a spot? Okay.
All right. And now to the match that's pretty much had semi-main written all over it. Although, wrestling-wise, this is going to be the single worst match on the entire card by a country mile. Brie Bella versus Stephanie McMahon. And I don't know, is there any weird stipulation to this darn thing?
No. As far as I know, there is not.
Okay, that answers my question.
They both should be handcuffed.
There will be a no ringy bowl.
And okay, go for it.
I was just gonna say, I'm gonna go with Brie Bella on this one, and I'm gonna actually use my wild card and say Daniel Bryan makes his return at SummerSlam to help her for the win.
Ooh.
Mm. I guess following there, I will go now. But I'm going in a different direction. Stephanie wins. Wild card coming into play here.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki comes out, interferes on behalf of Stephanie.
Carl, you thief. That is exactly what I picked. Stephanie's going to win, and Nikki Bella is going to go at, and Brie Bella is going to go at to Nikki.
I wasn't done yet.
Ooh. Oh,
what? There's more.
But wait, there's more. This will also happen with Daniel Bryan coming out to interfere as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel will be left with Brie and whatever else. But yeah, my wild card, Nikki turns on Brie.
Yep, Nikki Bella stabs Brie Bella in the back.
Not my wild card. That's exactly what's going to happen.
I know what your wild card is already, Jason.
Yeah.
Get to it.
Okay. And, Stephanie wins with Nikki turning on Brie. Logical, but not wild card.
See, Ethan, this is the match you pick.
I was going to do that. And Stephanie's going to win this one. I'm not going to pull the wild card just yet.
I was tempted to do it when I was thinking about the matches, and it probably will happen that way. although it's been toyed around because the word karma was referenced in a promo a week or two ago.
It's not gonna happen.
It would have been fun though. But no, Stephanie wins.
Alright. Who's it?
I have none on fourth, and Jim just picked Stephanie. And fourth, you're it.
I'm thinking Steph's going to be winning this, and not my wild card, but yeah, Nikki's turning.
Duh.
Plants the heel and pivots, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And now to the main event of the evening, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship in the balance. John Cena will face Nikki's uncle's client, Brock Lesnar!
Right. In stereo.
Mm-hmm.
Who wins?
Okay, here's my wild card. And this wild card, and I agree with it totally, and this was suggested by WLTI Live's Gordon Pepper, and I agree with it. Here's what's going to happen.
Here we go.
Okay. Cena will win the match.
As I figured.
Okay. However, Lesnar will beat the shit out of Cena so far that the Authority will help cash in for the second year in a row your new World Heavyweight Champion, Seth Rollins.
Okay, I have it down as Lesnar destroys Cena, Rollins wins WHC. Gotcha.
Gotcha. Yep, that's it.
I agree with Lesnar destroying Cena, but he's going to destroy him and win the belt. Lesnar wins belt. No cash in, no nothing.
I agree with you, Carl. Bork Laser is going to win the World Heavyweight Championship. I'm sorry. Brock Lesnar is going to win the World Heavyweight Championship match. On the dumbest rule of all rules, Cena debuted his new merch 6 days too early. You spin the new merchandise wheel at SummerSlam, not before SummerSlam.
That, and doesn't he have a movie to go shoot?
That is true, too. And what's best for business is if Lesnar holds the title, and I'm going to steal a stripe from Jim Ross during the his podcast on Podcast One, is if Lesnar keeps the title around his waist right through WrestleMania, and then Roman Reigns gets to spear it out of him.
Ooh, shiny.
Indeed.
Ooh. Okay.
I can get down with that, too.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to need a little help from this one for this pick.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick on my able-bodied assistant Lex Icon here. Lex, will you please present to them who I believe will win the World Heavyweight Championship?
Well, I think my client is going to hear something I hope you'll really like.
I'm Brock Lesnar, and I defeated The Undertaker's streak at WrestleMania, so I'm going to go out there and kill John Cena.
Wow! Are we sure that was Brock Lesnar and not Barney the Dinosaur?
Sounds like freaking Bullwinkle.
He kind of does.
Okay. No, wait a minute. Let me back up a second. We should have had Lex Icon on here for the Rusev Swagger match. He could have done Natasha for Lana.
I have a different pick for that. I not a pick, but what I want to see happen.
Oh God, no!
I want to see Rusev and Swagger form a tag team and a budding romance between Zeb and Lana.
Oh, God.
That's what? They'd be a great tag team, actually.
I'm not making that my wild card.
Great tag team.
What is your wild card?
Just say, if you did make that your wild card, auto win for the rest of the year.
My wild card is bonus matches bonus.
Oh. Okay.
Well, everyone here already knows that Rusev's already sticking the accolade to Lana anyway, so...
Bastard?
Dude, we're talking bonus, not... you know!
25-point boner question.
If I can add one thing, and I told Ethan about this, if you go to pyroandballyhoo.com, that's Vince Russo's website, check out his scenario of a Cena heel turn. It's really interesting.
Ooh.
It is pretty brilliant. I'm actually reading it up right now.
Uh-huh. We'll do it off air. Okay.
Okay.
I was just going to say, I'm going to say your winner and new WWE champion, Brock Lesnar.
Okay, fourth.
I honestly do agree with Jason's pick. I'm not using a wild card in that sense. I will say John Cena will win. My wild card will be he debuts the new network version of the big logo.
You're too late. It's been debuted!
Yeah, it already has been, but isn't that usually the rule? New champ, new belt? Or swap that, reverse?
I'm thinking belt with new logo.
Yeah.
The new belt and the new logo comes out on Monday because...
the new logo is already out everywhere else.
No, but the new belt with the new logo is already made.
Yeah, that's made.
So that just tells you right there that it has to be Lesnar for the win.
So, I don't know if that's a strong enough wild card.
So fourth, you would be saying that the new belt, assuming that Lesnar or who do you have picking winning the match again?
Lesnar.
That as soon as Lesnar.
Oh, no, he has Cena.
Okay. So as soon as Cena wins the match, instead of getting the belt he's had for the last few, you know, the old belt as we'll call it, he'll get the new one upon the end of the match, if you will.
The one thing about I'm not going to use my wild card there because thinking about it, yeah, it wouldn't make too much sense. But
okay.
My wild card.
Come on, Shawn Michaels super kicks Brock Lesnar in the face. Something, anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to think because the Nikki Bella thing was stolen from me as well. But
Paul Heyman goes through an announce table. Something.
You know, I'm actually going to use that as a wild card that Paul Heyman will attempt to physically get involved in the match and get incapacitated in some manner.
Okay.
For me.
Who hasn't gone yet?
Me. That's it.
All right, Josh. Later on.
And let's bring this home with a little rendition of my favorite song. Lol, Cena dies. 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 Lol, Cena dies.
He's broken in half.
He's going to eat so many F5s. Lesnar wins the title. And yes, Rollins will try to cash in, but he's going to get scared right the fuck off. Blue, everybody! I'm blue!
He's going to dabba-dee-dabba-die.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. No, he's going to eat so many F5s that he'll be saying Jimmy John's, you know?
Hey. Yeah.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the Pick'ems. Done and done. If any of you out there want to pick us or pick up with us, just send me an email, pksandman@yahoo.com. Just put in your subject line and everything will be fine, provided, you know, things go right.
And you know what? Maybe you can extend this to a certain new partner of ours, maybe?
I will be extending it once the next pay-per-view comes about.
Yeah. Okay.
Keys are back to me. And actually, now that you brought this up, thanks to Lex Icon, let's actually look at this right quick before we sign off here.
Lex Icon is best wrestling personality.
Yeah, I don't know why we're plugging Russo's site, but we are going to here.
No, but it's an interesting theory.
It is.
Yes.
That's pretty much what it is. It's a theory.
Pretty much, he's got Heyman turning on Lesnar and Cena turning heel.
Will never happen.
It'll never happen. Not in this day and age.
Okay.
Two words. The kids.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Cena has been the top merch guy since what? 06?
Uh-huh.
05?
Yeah, around the time he went to Raw.
What?
Around the time he got drafted to Raw in 05.
Mm-hmm. And there is no way they are going to screw the cash cow, which Cena is, with a heel turn. No way.
Mm.
Okay.
They would have done it by
and
now.
I have realized that. I would be stunned. That would be the most crazy move for the WWE to make. It's Russo-rific right now.
That, given what Lesnar did earlier this year, it would kind of really make that feel a lot cheaper having happened.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
The epitome of the Russo swerve.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Vince. No go for you, pal.
I love the idea. It will never happen.
Maybe this still worked in 2000 or 2001.
Especially with a battle rap Cena.
Yeah. But no, not today. Get with the times, Vince. Get with the times. And speaking of getting on with something, we're going to go ahead and start plugging and get out of here. Hey, Jim, what did we do last night?
Well, we talked about professional tackle football, and we did the BS Big Show. It should be up by the time you listen to this on CLW83.com, if it isn't already up.
It is. It was getting worked on before we started, so it is not up yet.
What a fella. So there's that. Lots of football talk. Yeah.
Preseason week one, we also brought up the ice bucket challenge there and who did it and all that. And who's done it since?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of good stuff there.
Talk about Triple H during the beginning of this show.
Yes, as Big Ben challenged him of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So there's that. We also have, for your listening consideration, ladies and gentlemen, Touch 'Em All. It'll be coming up again in a few days, a new episode. And like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Touch 'Em All. We had a post about Danny Almonte and where he's been since the controversy he endured when he played in the Little League World Series 13 years ago. That post has gotten over 10,000 different hits from our Facebook page, which is pretty pretty freaking awesome in its own right.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, and as Shane goes away for the night, thanks for popping in late, sir. Jason, a few things for you to discuss.
Hopefully we will get Pixel Nation if Brian gets a run sheet, potentially. Don't know. We tried to record a red state, blue state, but Jim's power run out. We're going to try and do that early next week. And I don't know if WLTI Live will be back soon, but I know Chico was at Tacoma 4. Which was awesome, at Tacoma.org. There's a great article at Newsweek.com, if you check that out. It's really, really good. I believe that's it.
Ethan, speaking of Tacoma.
Yeah, we had our little fun at Tacoma for the cast and crew of Home Game Enterprises, which you can find at homegameenterprises.com. Of course, prizes spelled with a Z. As Jason mentioned, we're trying to get our red state, blue state feet fix in. Weather permitting, I suppose. But, that's the big thing for myself.
Now, Forth, you've been gone for a little bit. Anything new on your end, sir?
Just apart from Typho, nothing new, actually.
Yeah, he's been gone a while.
Yeah.
Got a case of the reels. The real life. And what about Firm?
I actually don't know if he's had a show recently. I haven't been invited on any shows, if there have been.
He has not, so that's a no as well. Okay. Josh.
Yes. As for my plug, it's going to be something from earlier. WWE Supercard. You can find it on Android and iOS. Download it. Play it. It's actually kind of fun.
Oh, the Supercard. Oh, yes. Have you talked about that yet?
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have.
It's, you know what? It's okay. It's all right. It's not terrible.
Yeah. It's not going to set the world on fire, but it might just start a flame in your heart.
Yeah, just like I said.
If anybody got that, good.
Yeah, pick it up, Joe Van Ginkle. That's pretty much it. Going to do it for this episode. Again, starting next week, we'll be on 3 websites, not 2. Different presentation, new look, blah, 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 blah. Thanks to Shane Beeman and for Jason Block for jumping in for Pick'ems. Thank you, boys. And for Josh, of course, thank you for hosting that segment.
Thank you, thank you.
Jim, Forth, Ethan, thanks for helping me get through this.
No problem.
Thank you.
We'll be back in next week. This is Carl Chenier. This has been the North American Wrestling Connection, presented by WrestleChat.net. And, of course, go Pony. No. Go LSU more like on my end. We'll see you next week.